Advanced strategies. Here are some possible questions you might ask in response to customers' objections. That's more than I wanted to spend. How much were you thinking of spending? Do you know about the trade-off between price and reliability? I'm not ready to make a decision. What additional information would be helpful to you? I'm not sure this product is right for us. What features are you looking for? I'd like to shop around some more. What other brands are you considering? I'm too busy to make a decision right now. When can we get together when you have more time? These questions might not help you close a sale, but they will at least keep the discussion going. It's important not to push too hard with questions like these. You want to come across as more a consultant than a salesperson. Even though the customer is a customer and you are a salesperson, if they feel they are being sold to rather than dealt with like a human being, they will be far more likely to walk away from the sale. You need to keep away from appearing as though you have dollar signs in your eyes. This is where it is essential to maintain a balance between being a salesman and acting as a friend. Some salespeople make the mistake of trying to be too friendly and chatting to every customer as though they were talking over drinks. While this may work for some customers, it will backfire in most situations. You are in the position of a specialist. If you are about to go in for surgery, you would not want the consultant to look down at the list of symptoms and jokingly quip, "You know any good undertakers?" While sales and surgery are clearly different, it is worth bearing in mind that the customer is not parting with money lightly. A salesperson with expertise will turn reluctant customers into happy customers.